WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 8. It's 58 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Three candidates for the Bryan School District superintendent opening will have a second interview next week. The school board's unanimous vote followed a 2.5-hour executive session yesterday where there was a review of 7 interviews last week.
There was no one that was a clear cut. It was all very, very tight and competitive.
School board president Trey Moore says veteran board members told him they have never had such a strong group.
This is my first superintendent search to go through, and that same thing has been echoed by older members on our school board, is that in the past there has never been a time where you had a full slate of highly qualified people.
The board plans to select a sole finalist on March 8th. This week's decision by the College Station School Board to delay the opening of the district's 10th elementary school by 1 year means more time can be taken to draft a first-ever policy on future changes to campus attendance zones.
How do we articulate so all parents within our school district understand how we make those decisions?
Board President Valerie Yokin says the written guidelines will ensure comparable student bodies.
And we're more interested in that than how far you have to drive. And I know some people don't like to hear that, but that's really what our focus is the education.
Dr. Yokin says the next few discussions will focus on how to define comparable composition in CSISD schools. The driver of a pickup involved in a crash last month on Traditions Drive in Bryan has been arrested on charges of intoxication manslaughter and intoxication assault causing serious bodily injury. 18-year-old Michael Augustus Krause of College Station is out of jail after posting bonds totaling $105,000. According to the arrest report, Bryan police investigators estimate Krause was driving 80 miles per hour during the midnight hour on January 28th. The pickup left the pavement, the driver overcorrected, and the truck went into a sideways skid, flipped an unknown number of times, and came to rest next to a creek. One of the passengers died, and two others in the truck who were injured told police all four had been drinking. The arrest report also noted beer cans in and outside of the truck and a case of beer inside the vehicle. The Texas Department of Public Safety has announced the capture of a Bryan man who was added this week to the state's 10 most wanted fugitive list. That's after 32-year-old Michael Christopher Sanchez was pulled over yesterday for an undisclosed traffic stop at an undisclosed location in Bryan. DPS says they're reviewing information if a reward will be paid. Sanchez had been sought since September of 2015 for a parole violation. According to online jail records, Sanchez was arrested for engaging in organized criminal activity, evading arrest with prior convictions, tampering with or fabricating evidence, and drug possession. State certification of immigrations and customs facilities holding children and their families is the subject of legislation filed by Representative John Rainey of Bryan.
It's an interesting bill. It really is facilities that are already here in the state of Texas that are privately run, but they need to be certified by DHPS, and it requires that to take place. It won't cost the state anything. It's going to all be a federal facility, but they are having a little difficulty getting that approval through DHPS.
Rainey thinks House Bill 2224 will help reduce drug smuggling and human trafficking along the Mexican border. Another congressional recess means another opportunity to get back to the home turf. For Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan, this recess does not include a town hall meeting. Historically, Flores has waited until April after the federal budget is released.
By having a town hall after the passage of that document, you can lay out what the vision of the House is moving forward. And so we're going to follow that same practice. We've never had a February town hall. And we're not likely to start now.
Flores also says an April town hall provides an opportunity to update constituents on the 100-day plans of the House and the President. WTAW News Time is 8 after 8, and it's 58 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. One more look at news this morning around 8:30. You can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation, Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW 809. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you by the folks at Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
High pressures moved down into the Gulf of Mexico this morning, and that's going to result in lots of sunshine and some warmer temperatures for us today. We're going to be 80 to 85. Clouds will start to move in tonight. There could be a shower. Nighttime lows 55 to 60. Clearing tomorrow, temperatures up to 75 to 80. Tomorrow night, clear and cooler with a low of 45. It'll be sunny on Saturday and a bit more comfortable. High Saturday around 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, we kind of talked about this a little bit yesterday and the excitement of the scientists because they were going to make this big announcement.
Oh, we're talking about space again.
Yeah, one more. Your favorite subject.
My favorite. Yeah.
Time for Chelsea to space out.
Very good. Thank you. So astronomers from NASA and the European Southern Observatory excitedly announced yesterday not one, not two, not three, four new Earth-sized exoplanets have been discovered.
I heard about this.
Yeah.
And they're Earth-like, too, right?
Yes.
Not just Earth-sized. Mm-hmm.
Three of the four exoplanets may contain liquid water.
Ooh.
That means they would be able to sustain life.
Which is actually kind of scary. That might mean that there's aliens on
That's
it.
That's right.
Or there's other humans.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're aliens to us.
True, but they could be humanoid types.
Humanoid.
NBC News says the star's small grouping of planets now boasts more Earth-sized worlds than any other star system we've discovered.
Ooh. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Wait, can I use the word alien? Is that PC?
Well, you're right. You know. They could get offended. And
good thing we're building the wall.
Well,
planetary immigrants, I'm sorry.
That's going to stop
the
aliens.
And that's right. That's why we have...
We got to build a shield.
We can't be using the word aliens anymore because now it's becoming very confusing. How far away are these things coming from? See? So,
intergalactic workers is the proper word.
Very good. Mm-hmm. The seven exoplanets, the star system is organized around a red dwarf star known as TRAPPIST-1. Now, the reason it's called TRAPPIST-1, I found this out yesterday as I excitedly watched the coverage on television, is because it was the TRAPPIST telescope that saw it. So the telescope gets to be the name of the planet. Man, I can tell you are fascinated by this, Chelsea. I can tell.
I was scrolling through Pinterest.
But again, they are 40 light years away.
Yeah. So, and that's what they were saying. It's, you know, close in space terms.
Yeah.
But it's like, no, it's still really freaking far away.
Yeah. So just understand that would mean you would have to be traveling at the speed of light, which we can't do yet.
No.
For 40 years just to get to it. Now, remember a long time ago when you'd go on a trip or a family vacation and you just go, well, we're going to go to this place.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know very much about it. We're going to go to that place. Well, sometimes that works out well, and sometimes you're sadly disappointed. But, hello? Well, you have to wait. I got to turn around to answer the phone. But the deal is, you get there, and sometimes it's good, and sometimes it's bad, and so you take your chances. Well, not if you've been traveling for 40 years at the speed of light. Now, I understand, maybe we get the speed of light, the time changes and all that. I got no idea. I'm not one of those people. I got, you know, no. Maybe you close your eyes, you blink, and you're there. I'm not sure. But you get there, and you still don't really know. And I believe one of our listeners yesterday absolutely nailed it. And they said, because it's getting so difficult to get funding, especially under the new administration, for climate change, NASA scientists, those folks, have got to find something new and different to get funding for that can't be debunked so easily. And how can we say something about something that's first of all, that they're telling us about, so that everything that we know about it, we basically have to take it
At their word.
Yeah. At their word. Can't do a grain of salt on something that's 40 light years away.
Yeah.
Not going to have anybody who's going to go, oh, no, that's not true. Yes, okay, it may support liquid water. It may support life. Okay.
We don't know.
That's an interesting point you bring up, though, because if you look at just news in general, that's kind of a microcosm of that. We only know what they tell us
in any subject. Always true. But it's just easier with space. And the difference is we're talking funding there. Now, if you're talking just forming opinions, well, hell, you can't buy anything with opinions, but you can buy something with funding. So, you know, all you people who are getting those advanced degrees in whatever, planet study, I'm not sure what they would call that, but anyway. But the idea is whatever they tell us, we have to say, yeah, you're right.
So space stuff equals that equals unlimited funds.
Yeah, fake news and unlimited funds. That's
fake
perfect.
News and unlimited funds.
Perfect.
All right.
So the Apollo 11 capsule, we do know that exists. We've seen it because, you know, they told us it went up there into space and all that kind of stuff. And you know, Apollo 11 went to the moon. Sure, fine, whatever. Could be they just took it into a warehouse in Arizona and beat the crap out of it and then brought it back and showed it to us.
Oh, look at it.
Yeah, see, it does. It's kind of nasty looking. Anyway, USA Today says that the spacecraft that carried the first men to the moon in 1969 going on a 2-year nationwide tour that is called Destination Moon, the Apollo 11 mission. It's celebrating the 50th anniversary of the voyage. The command module Columbia has been on display. You can see it, but you had to go to D.C. to do it. They've had it on display at the National Air and Space Museum for 40 years. But now what they're going to do is they're going to take it on the road. This is where astronauts Michael Collins and Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong traveled nearly a million miles to the moon and back. USA Today has told us the command module will travel to, Houston.
Hey. Uh-huh.
I mean, yeah, probably so. But the other cities, St. Louis, Pittsburgh, and Seattle.
Okay.
Along with 20 other objects from the Apollo 11 missions. And that includes gloves and the visor that Buzz Aldrin wore on the moon, a star chart used on board the lunar module, and a rock box that brought back the first samples from the moon's surface. So there you are. By the way, in case you wondered, the spacecraft will not travel by rocket. It will be shipped by FedEx.
That's like poetic justice.
Well,
isn't it?
I think that's kind of interesting. Well, you know, you bring that up though, it just times change. That's the way they want to do it. Just so you'll know, in some of the first money in the United States, of course, you have to have printing plates for that, and so somebody has to make those plates.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the person who made the plates back then did not live where the money was being printed, so. What they did was they created the plates, they put it in a box, and they mailed it to the mint.
Wow.
I mean, think about that.
Trust in your U.S. Postal Service.
You take that out, and you could print money, but instead they just put it in a box and mailed it.
Uh-huh.
But FedEx transporting the rockets, that's like trucks carrying plane parts.
Yeah,
you know?
True.
That's great.
So there you are.
Yeah, someone said they hope there's better security for that than Tom Brady's jersey.
Oh, man, because that's worth $500,000 after all.
Yeah. Hey, someone else texted in earlier, too. We were talking about rock and roll a little bit, and they said that tonight on CMT, there's the premiere of an 8-part miniseries called Sun Records.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and they said it's supposed to be really good about the birth of rock and roll.
Well, yeah, it's got Elvis and Jerry Lee Lewis, Johnny Cash.
Yep, Sam Phillips.
Right up my alley.
Well, and that was the idea. That was the Million Dollar Quartet. And they did a Broadway show that was moderately successful. And we may have had it here at Opus, but that's what it was, the story of that. And Sam Phillips that was kind of an interesting story because you can go see the Sun Studios and all that when you go to Memphis. But Sam Phillips basically had the Elvis contract, okay? He had signed him. Well, RCA wanted to get him badly. Sam Phillips, and I forget what year this was, it's going to be probably in the early 50s. Now, to buy a contract was usually $2,000-$3,000, okay? You want to buy this singer's contract, $2,000-$3,000. Sam Phillips asked for $50,000 for Elvis's contract. RCA didn't want to do it. But then a guy named Hank Snow, who was a big country star with RCA, convinced them that they should pay $50,000 for Elvis's contract.
Huh.
And the rest is, as they say, history. Hello.
Hey, SpaceX can make one of their voyages to these planets that they just discovered for all the folks that believe in climate change. They can go up there and start brand new from scratch.
You know, that's a good point, sir. I like that. You think it's so horrible here on the Earth that we got, you could go up there and see if Elon Musk will put the money together for that. Elon's having his problem just getting his supply rockets up to the stations up that we've got right above Earth. If you saw that, they had to cancel their flight after the liftoff, I think, on Saturday. They launched it on Sunday morning, and they just grabbed it this morning. So he can get the supplies up to there. I don't know that he can get 40 light years away from here, but good luck with that. 820. Radio pond scum, that's what I call us. That's what we are. We're just, we're here for whatever freebies we can get and, you know, an opportunity to work inside and not have to do any heavy lifting. It's radio pond scum. So.
Someone just yesterday told me that I didn't have a real job.
That's right. That's exactly
they were
right.
Like, I mean, like, college kid, of course. Yeah. Well, you know, it's cool because you don't have, like, a real job.
If there's any. If
please
there's,
tell me what my job is. It's not real.
Not
it's
real.
Fake.
What
okay.
Part of this is
okay.
Real?
If
Hello?
There's anything radio people hear, it's that.
Hey, I don't know if you guys are aware, but that Sun Records show coming out has a local celebrity there.
Oh, who?
Patrick Lane. He grew up in the. Right here in the Brazos Valley. You know, up through Brazos Valley Truth and all that good stuff. He's actually, I don't know that he's got a leading role, but he is breaking through in the acting world there.
Hey, we'll go have a look at that.
Awesome.
Excellent. Thank you.
And someone else texted in and said that their roommate while they were here at A&M is the actor portraying Elvis's mom.
Oh, how
super
fun.
Cool.
So lots of awesome little connections
well,
in
let's
there.
Well, let's look up Patrick Lane and see what his part is in the Sun Records story. So while you do that, I'll tell you that and now, in the body of Radio Pond Scum, we're about to have someone who is dipping their chubby toe into it. That's right, Chris Christie, rumored to be replacing New York sports radio host Mike Francesa on WFAN AM in New York. So we'll see. NewJersey.com reports that Mark Chernoff, who is the station's PD and vice president for CBS Radio, says the station, quote, will be looking to do stuff after Mike leaves. And so Chris Christie may be the person who's
cool.
doing stuff.
All right. Yes, Michael Patrick Lane, he will play Earl Hutchins.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
But it looks like 7 episodes at least that he'll be in.
Super cool.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, that's good. That's what we like. See, we're getting these people here from the... And then here's what happens is then they get rich and they start coming back here and hanging out.
Yeah.
Like happens in Austin
yeah.
now. See, we'll be just like Austin. Yeah. Anyway, no, I'll look for him. That's fine. That sounds like the kind of show I do want to see.
Yeah.
More kids damaging their knees playing sports. New study finds common knee injury. It's basically your ACL tear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Steadily increasing among 6 to 18-year-olds in U.S. America. WebMD.com says the rate of ACL injuries in kids is rising more than 2% per year over the past two decades, with knee injuries peaking in high school. Girls have a higher rate of ACL injuries in sports that involve cutting or pivoting, like soccer and basketball, and are riskiest for ACL tears. Now, I wonder why. Musculature is a little bit different? What do you think?
Yeah, probably. I would think so. Or just lack of time in the weight room.
Okay.
And, you know, I think the weight room is really pushed in football and then obviously, you know, even in like baseball and basketball off seasons. And, I mean, we spent time in the weight room, but it wasn't anything compared to what the boys did. And so I wonder if that has anything to do with
it. Well, one of the things that they mentioned, and again, you think of football, fine, but that's not necessarily the case. I mean, soccer,
right.
basketball, and what they're saying here is that ACL tears are now being seen more and more in tennis and volleyball players.
Yeah, yeah, volleyball doesn't surprise me. I was lucky enough, I never tore an ACL, but I had several friends who did, and that was, you know, back in the day. So I can't, if you're saying it's increasing, then, you know, that's kind of, I also think it might be overuse. You've got kids who are starting to play way, way earlier. You know, I didn't start playing volleyball until 7th grade. Now, if you're not playing by the time you're 8 or 9, line, then, you know, you're not making it. You know, you're not doing it right. And so overuse, and you're also playing in school and for a tournament or a club team, you're playing way more and practicing way more than kids did even 5 years ago.
And it's played on a hard surface.
Yeah.
That can't help.
No.
Now, that's part of the other thing. And, man, I sure don't want to get into the should you be throwing curveballs in Little League discussion.
Oh, I know.
But you're talking about the same thing here, right? I mean, you're having to bounce up and down. You're having to run. You're having to stop suddenly. Some things that are really, really tough on your body.
Mm-hmm. I will say, at least at the collegiate level, from my experience, I've seen more in my sport, in volleyball, I've seen more shoulder injuries by the time because of how many swings they're taking and, you know, just with their arm and the overuse of the rotator cuff or, you know, whatever you want to say. But yeah, so I've seen a lot more shoulder than even knee stuff whenever you get to that point in your career.
Yeah. Cause well, and again, I'm not a kinesiologist or anything, but the idea of having your hand above your head for that period of time while you're actually trying to exert force, it's probably not a natural thing to be doing a whole lot.
And which is why they've always said, and it's been proven, you know, softball pitchers can throw a lot more and have a lot more, you know, time on their careers than baseball pitchers because it's a more natural motion.
Sure, the mechanics are such that you're pushing rather at the lower part of the arc rather than the higher part of the arc. Wow, but anyway, that's it. So ACLs and again, knees are so amazing. You know, you look at a picture of a knee and how all those parts can get together and not screw up more often, honestly. And that's just kind of hanging out, just being who we are.
Yeah, and you wonder, too, if it's just, you know, I was never allowed to go on ski trips because I had, you know, you knew so many people who tore their ACL skiing, like just over spring break or over Christmas break or something. And so you also wonder if kids are just being more involved in other activities besides just the sports they play and if they're actually tearing them and that kind of stuff.
Well, they don't think that they've done something stupid until
they've done it.
So you've done something stupid. Yeah. You're going, yeah, I wish I hadn't done that. So, well, all right, here we go. Well, the president of Iceland does like pineapple. I don't know if you heard about that.
Oh, okay.
Well, who knew that was a thing?
Icelandic President Gudni Johannesson was holding a Q&A with high school students when he was hit with a curveball. How does he feel about pineapple as a pizza topping? His response, according to a local paper, he said he hates it and would ban it if he could. That remark sparking a flurry of light-hearted speculation about just how far the president's powers might stretch. Johannesson now attempting to calm any concern, releasing a statement saying he likes pineapple, just not on pizza, and he does not and would not want to have the power to ban it. Perhaps most controversially, he adds that, for the record, he recommends a seafood pizza.
Oh.
In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
Okay, this is like the George Bush and broccoli. You know, I hate broccoli. My mom made me eat it. I'd outlaw broccoli. How good could the pineapple be that you get
in Iceland?
Yeah, I mean, that's a long way from where they pretty much grow pineapples.
I just thought it was funny they started that story with the fact that they threw him a curve.
Yeah, I like
right
that.
After
about
that.
So now, and you think about it. What if some kid asked Trump that? How would that be answered? Oh, it'll be huge. Yeah, we have the best pineapple here.
I really
ever.
Like pepperoni, though. Pepperoni is probably my favorite.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't matter what you put on my pizza. I like the pizza. We got the best pizza here. We make the best pizza.
Here in America.
In America, we make the greatest pizza.
Let's make pizza great again.
All right, so now I'm seeing a story here about Days of Our Lives. Now, this is a daytime drama. It's a soap opera.
Yeah,
they call them daytime
opera.
Dramas. But
oh, okay.
Days of Our Lives has been renewed for a record 52nd season.
Okay? Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
TV Line, it says NBC made the decision just a month after firing the co-head writer and then replacing her with the guy named Ron Colavetti, who had written for General Hospital forever. All that to say this, who watches them now? Does anyone under 30 watch soap operas anymore?
Under 30?
Yeah.
No, I would not think so.
I don't think so.
No, I mean, unless you're already a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah, yeah.
Then maybe.
And you know, it's interesting because I did, I can remember two instances of remembering that, but my mom would watch them, a couple of them, so that when I got home after school, you know, when I wasn't, not during football season, okay, I saw some of those, and I sat down and I understood who some of the characters were.
Mm-hmm.
And then fast forward years later, when I get into television and my world is upside down because, you know, I'm going to bed at 1 in the morning when there's
right.
nothing on TV, and I wake up at 9 or 10 in the morning when there's nothing on TV, and I remember the network, I was affiliated with NBC, and so I watched an NBC soap opera, and it was perfect because it started while I was working in television, and it ended. I mean, it was so bad that it ended, and so I could cut the cord completely. Never got hooked on it. But
was it Passions?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, but
that was weird soap opera.
Okay, but the deal is, and with the exception of like Dark Shadows, which was supposed to be kind of creepy and about vampires, I mean, most of these, how could you watch these now? People are just too busy.
Yes. Yeah.
Does anybody, TiVo? Yeah. Does anybody TiVo soap operas?
It's a lot to keep up with.
I mean, my grandma watched them till the day she died. So.
Well, and again, but it's another time. And that's if you, I know that in the newspaper, they used to have a little soap opera vignette in a paragraph. Okay. And I always knew it was a soap opera because it had at least three names in every sentence. Because if you'll think about it, the people, the way they talk on a soap opera is not the way people talk. Because you see, Brad, what they're always doing is talking about Chelsea or some other person. And so Chelsea, they have to also mention Brad so that you'll know who that person
exactly.
is.
Exactly.
Because if you just walk in, you go, I don't know who that is. Well, if you'll just watch for 5 minutes, they say the name of every character that's on the show so that you can then learn. And that way you can talk
and
about it.
And every scene with a cliffhanger.
Yeah. And so, now, okay, how about on Facebook? Is there anything about soap operas on Facebook or Twitter or any of that kind of stuff?
The only thing that I've seen it referenced to that's, I guess, more in today's culture is one of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is on a soap opera and has won a couple Emmys for her role. And so that was kind of, and I haven't looked or watched her soap opera, but right. I know who she is and I know her from the Real Housewives.
Okay.
But that's really the only reference to soap operas that I've heard in the last couple of years.
And I know they've changed with a lot of other types of programming like Ellen that are very popular, but I know there are at least some soap operas still out there and they, you know, they're doing it because they still make money, but it would be interesting to know what the demographic makeup of that audience is. Hello.
Yeah, wasn't there a news blip a little bit ago about Sean Spicer's press briefings getting more audience than the soap opera?
Oh, there may have been. I didn't see that. Okay, that could probably be true, you know, because that's the real thing right there. Except you don't have people hitting each other. Well, not yet anyway. That could be news. We got a full contact news conferences. What do you think? Get the reporters elbowing each other out of the way to ask their question of Sean Spicer.
That would be fun.
Fine. Yeah. 8:31.
There's a new twist to the movement. Call it right to repair legislation. And while it may sound empowering, it could actually be a giant step backwards. Kim Commando with your Thursday Digital Consumer Tech Update. Right to repair laws are really about American farmers who are upset with tractor manufacturer John Deere's repair policy. But now, some want this extended to electronics. Apple has taken a stand in Nebraska, one of the 8 states trying to pass right to repair laws. Apple says devices made for do-it-yourself repairs will encourage hackers to wreak havoc. We can dismiss Apple's concern. They don't want to lose the repair business. But Apple is right. Robots precisely build today's electronic devices, perfectly installing microscopic components, making them less costly and more reliable than ever. So let the farmers fight their battle with John Deere, and let the marketplace decide for the rest of us. Get breaking tech news updated 24/7 at news.commando.com. That's KOMANDO. You really need to check this out. Epson's revolutionary EcoTang printers. And listen to this, cartridge-free printing. That's right, Epson has produced a refillable ink tank ready to print for up to 2 years. Imagine a printer that comes with enough ink right in the box to print up to 8,500 pages. That's equivalent to 50 ink cartridge sets. You save up to 80% on ink with low-cost replacement bottles. The Epson EcoTank ET4550 is a wireless, all-in-one printer. High-speed, vivid colors, and laser-quality black text. Easy wireless printing for PCs, tablets, and smartphones. Go cartridge-free for an unbeatable combination of convenience and value. The Epson EcoTank ET4550 comes with up to 2 years of ink right in the box. Go to Epson.com/EcoTank to learn more. That's Epson.com/EcoTank. Epson, exceed your vision.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:33. It's 58 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center, treating children and adults by board-certified physicians 24/7. For medical care and emergency room needs, your care is our signature. Visit ercare24.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. An 18-year-old College Station man is accused of drunk driving in a crash last month in Bryan that killed one passenger and injured two others. Michael Augustus Krause was driving a pickup that police investigators estimate was going more than 80 miles per hour during the midnight hour on January 28th on Traditions Drive. According to the arrest report, when the driver overcorrected after the truck left the pavement, the truck went into a sideways skid, flipped an unknown number of times, and then came to a stop next to a creek. Police found beer cans in and outside of the truck and a case of beer inside the vehicle. The two passengers who survived told police all four had been drinking. Krause, who was arrested for intoxication manslaughter and two counts of intoxication assault causing serious bodily injury, is out of jail after posting bonds totaling $105,000. The search for the Bryan School District's next superintendent has been narrowed from 54 to 7 who were interviewed last week to 3 who will be interviewed next week.
Our very first comment today was, the interviews went great, and we literally interviewed 7 people that could all do the job.
School Board President Trey Moore, following yesterday's 2.5-hour executive session, says the board plans to select a sole finalist on March 8th. The College Station School Board continues to talk about a first-ever written policy about how to handle future changes to campus attendance zones. Board President Valerie Yokin says they want to be transparent about how those decisions are made.
The things that I'm most excited about is that it will give us an opportunity to put that on our agenda once a year to really look at how we're doing as far as comparable composition between the various schools.
Dr. Yokin says a tangible document will have its roots in prior decisions on boundary changes. The board created more time to develop the policy after deciding to delay the opening of the district's 10th elementary school until the fall of 2019. Stopping the immigration catch and release program is behind legislation filed by State Representative John Rainey of Bryan. He says House Bill 2225 will require state certification of immigration and customs facilities holding children and their families.
That's going to help to crack down on drug smuggling and human trafficking, I think.
Rainey says there will be no cost to the state for the certification of privately owned facilities. And as some are calling for congressional town hall meetings during the current recess, Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says he will continue his practice of holding them in April. On WTAW's The Infomaniacs, Flores reminded listeners the best way to ask questions is to fill out the online contact form at flores.house.gov. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 58 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When you or your loved ones need emergency medical care fast, remember Signature Care Emergency Centers. We're available 24 hours a day to deliver on-demand and the most reliable care for you. Our experienced nurses and board-certified physicians have years of unmatched experience. Our state-of-the-art facilities will get you the most effective treatment, period. Plus, we accept all major private insurance carriers for your convenience. For more, call 213-5728 or click ercare24.com. Signature Care Emergency Center, located on Texas Avenue South, across from Kohl's.
Warranties. That's another item every roofing company is promising you. Inevitably, if you've been in business for any length of time, you'll have a warranty issue. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. Ask the roofing company for a person which they had to honor their warranty. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have 3 BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as 1 in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day, in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
Good morning, it's 8:38. Greater Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business. Since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. Here we go.
High pressures moved down into the Gulf of Mexico this morning, and that's going to result in lots of sunshine and some warmer temperatures for us today. We're going to be 80-85. Clouds will start to move in tonight. There could be a shower. Nighttime lows 55 to 60. Clearing tomorrow, temperatures up to 75 to 80. Tomorrow night, clear and cooler with a low of 45. It'll be sunny on Saturday and a bit more comfortable. High Saturday around 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. Let's head over to Austin and State Representative District 12, Kyle Cassell. Joins us. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Scott. Good morning. How you doing today?
Well, you know, it's going to be 85 degrees in February, so that can't be too bad, can it?
No, I think I saw on Twitter our old weatherman Travis Herzog got in used to saying it might hit 100 down in the valley, and I'm like, wait, it's February 22nd.
That's going to mess up all sorts of nature. We don't, just in time for our Easter freeze, right?
Just in time for the Easter freeze, and oranges will be ready before Easter gets here.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, tell me what's been going on since you and I spoke last legislatively.
Well, we got committees we talked about last week, right. And the wheels are turning. We're moving. We've got some bills that will be ready to come to the floor at the beginning of March when we hit day 60. So the machine's going. You know, Senate got out there, was working every day, and now all of a sudden they started taking off. I go over there, and I can't hardly find one of those guys.
Really? Really? Well, I guess that's the reason that the senator wants to talk to us early in the week. So
that's
they join
right.
The committee hearings
or whatever.
Once they
get rolling, and we get to work the five-day weeks now.
There you are. So tell me about legislation that you've sponsored or co-sponsored that's out there.
All right. I'm going to start with two pieces that are kind of closely related. We've got HB 1256, which has the tagline, "Blessed are the peacemakers, specialty plates." So these will be a specialty plate you can get through the DPS or the Department of Motor Vehicles. That fund will help go to fund the additional names of officers fallen in line of duty on that monument here on the Capitol grounds.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, good.
And to follow up that, we'll go with HB 2119, which is first responder spousal death benefit. So we made it possible last session, clear that remarrying does not eliminate that spousal death benefit for the spouses and their children, which I think is important. So we'll continue to ensure that that is standard practice.
You know, let's talk today. In speaking with the senator earlier this week, he has joined a group of legislators who have said that they really, in the current form, they are not in favor of any high-speed rail going through their areas simply because it's a tremendously expensive venture. There's no doubt about that. And the payoff numbers don't seem to balance right now. Now, you take that and then you add it to, of course, your very agrarian district, and there has to be some heartburn over the possibility of that high-speed rail as well. Can you tell me, did you join that group, or what are we hearing on the bullet train now?
Yeah, I believe I joined that group earlier in the interim on a letter signed, representing Limestone County. It will go through the northeast part of that county, one of the routes. And I think you and I joked about this. I think everybody in Limestone County has sent my office a letter in opposition. And we had a group of young people visiting the Capitol from Limestone County yesterday, and that was their top concern. You know, when kids from eighth grade to seniors in high school are talking about high-speed rail and how it's going to affect their livelihood and the farms and ranches that they live on in their community, it's a top priority. Of course, all that legislation dropped this week, and it's been in the news. I've been blessed with some clients from California the last couple of weeks coming into the ranch and to enjoy the Brazos Valley, and many times we get the discussion on their high-speed rail train that is over budget. They can't afford it. They can't finish it. They're having issues getting through country, and you can see all the dilemmas. I mean, not only do we have examples in Japan that don't work, we have an example right here in the United States in California where it started as a private group, and now the government does not want to take the burden on to finish that rail as it's over budget by millions and millions of dollars.
Well, and again, it just as you run the numbers out, it's going to take a long, long time for that to happen. But that's just that's part of as new people with different ideas come into Texas. All week long, actually, last couple of weeks, I think the Texas Tribune has had some of their polling information out there. Number one thing that they found among pollsters was, give us some tax breaks as far as property taxes are concerned. That seems to be the message they're sending to Austin, but I know that I'm not sure if they understand the equation properly, but that's going to cause some ramifications on the local and county level if y'all do that.
It does. It sounds good, and it's a great tagline. When we talk to our constituents about property taxes and saving us some money, we've done a few cuts. You look at where our counties are. My counties are struggling. The big bulk of that, everybody gets the property tax and the school tax confused, and we've got to have dollars. The budget's tight in Austin. We've got to be careful. I think we're in a good place. Our economy's in a good place. We need to hold steady, and of course that will be the bulk of the debate as our appropriations committee are meeting every day and listen to them talk about the numbers. That gap between $5 billion and $8 billion and the difference between the two budgets in the House and Senate, we're going to do what we can to help our constituents. It's just going to be tough this session, and we're planning out 2 years, and we need, like everybody else, we're ready for oil to come back and come back with a vengeance.
Sure. And of course, where are we from a week ago with talk about the rainy day fund? Because I know that again, that's an issue that you want to be able to solve things, and that's it's going to be $12 billion. There's going to be some serious money there. And what's your sense? Is there any shift? Well, is the needle moving at all?
Correct. Yeah, I think so. And I'll put it this way. To your point, $12 billion, we all agreed, both bodies, that a $7.5 billion cap or floor would be the right amount. So we've got some money to play with there, and I think when appropriations and Senate finance start looking at all the things we have to fund, I think it's going to be more, the only word I can come up with, palatable for all legislators to say it's time to look seriously at the Economic Stabilization Fund and utilize that to fill some of these holes that we have to fund this year, including CPS, public education, and the big chunk that healthcare will continue to take out of our budget.
Well, I don't know if you read the stories from other states, but I'm watching other states that are just struggling because they have a deficit and they don't have an economic stabilization fund. So, again, always good to have savings there if you do need them.
Let me tell you what, we can complain about getting in this legislature and things that didn't happen right before we got here, but our forefathers that put that economic stabilization fund, God bless them.
Yep, that's for sure. Hey, thanks for the time this morning. We'll visit with you next Thursday.
Scott, look forward to it. Have a great day.
All right, thank you. You too. We talk with Kyle Cassell every Thursday. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Let's turn our attention to the city of Bryan. Kayla's here this morning. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you today, Scott?
Wonderful. What do you got for us today?
Well, we want to talk to everyone about two new apps that the city of Bryan has rolled out to further engage with our citizens and make sure that they are able to access information that they're seeking on a daily basis. We have two. The City of Bryan main mobile app, which provides quick link direct access to some of the most highly visited pages on our site, for instance, BTU utilities to pay your utility bill, the outage map, parks and recreation facilities and their locations. And then we also have a direct link to Recollect, which I have Jared Burkhead here from our Environmental Services Division to talk about that aspect of the,
hey,
of
Jared,
the main app.
How are you?
I'm doing well, sir.
How are you? What do you got for us today?
Well, what it's called, it's the Bryan WasteWorks app, and what this is a solid waste app. So say you live in the city of Bryan, what it is, you download the app, you're able to put your address in, and you're able to send yourself notifications on when your trash service is.
Okay.
Whether it's the brush and bulky collection, which is separate normally from your trash collection day with your rolling cart, it gives you that information. You're also able to look up certain types of waste, like your waste wizard. You can type in, say, newspaper, how's that collected, where can I put it, or tree trimmings, how do I put that out? What's the links, what's the things like that. So it gives you all that information. It also gives you the option to contact the Public Works Department directly if you have any issues with your collection service or any questions that you might have.
Yeah, I don't deal with the folks in College Station, but the guys in Bryan who pick up the limbs are just the best. I mean, they are. They get out of the truck, they got a rake, they clean up the little ones. They do a really, really great job.
Yes, sir. We actually have one of the largest brush and bulky collection crews in the state,
yeah,
which most people don't realize, but we do try to go above and beyond in that regard.
Well, we see it, of course, when we had the problem out in Wheeler Ridge in that area when the winds came through last year, but they're there once a week. They come by and they pick up the limbs, and it's a great service.
Oh, yes,
sir.
Absolutely.
Now, Jared, we like to think that people will use apps, but sometimes they don't. So if there are other ways that they need to be in touch with y'all, what should they do?
I would highly recommend that they either call the Public Works 209-5900 directly if they have any questions, or they can go to the bryantex.gov website and they can go under the Public Works tab and Environmental Services. There's a solid waste tab there. You can actually use the website to look up your address. There's a wizard in there where you can actually type in your address, and it'll give you your collection days. It won't give you the notifications, but it will actually tell your collection days.
Right. So there you go. Whether you're on cutting edge or you're kind of still old school, you got the information. Thanks for the time this morning.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. What else you got for us?
You can also access the WasteWorks app just to test it out on our Facebook page. So City of Bryan, the main official page. It is a tab on the left-hand side, so you can see the function of typing in your address to see what it would look like. Also, they're both available for download for free, whether you're an Apple user or an Android user. Mm-hmm. So either or. And we do want to remind people that if you use FinFeather from Turkey Creek to the College Station City Limit line this week and over the next three, we'll have alternating lane closures as crews continue to make road repairs to FinFeather. So please plan accordingly and watch out for our crews. And then also, please save the date. I know it's a little bit in the future, but May 6th is our annual Bryan Animal Center Paw Palooza Pet and Health Wellness festivities, if you will. So we have a vendors, a lot of things, so a lot more information coming up. But if you'll mark down May 6th. And then also, don't forget, March 3rd is First Friday. And if you're a golfer, March 4th, we have the Three Club Challenge. So you get to pick three clubs plus your putter. You can learn more about that at bryantx.gov/golf.
All right, lots of stuff. Yeah, yes. Very good. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.
You bet. Visit with the folks from the City of Bryan on Thursdays, our community segment on WTAW. We'll talk to the folks from the Humane Society in a minute.
Hello, Rusty Skinner with Allen Honda, and Cupid is at it again. Stop by Allen Honda and get struck with love. We'll match you with the Honda of your dreams and give you 6 years or 80,000 miles of maintenance free. That's right, 6 years or 80,000 miles of maintenance absolutely free. Lease one of the last 2016 CRVs in stock for a low $199 per month. Or try the new redesigned Civic for only $179 per month. Get struck by Cupid at Allen Honda, your one-stop shopping place where you can trust in the blue.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. So let's talk about what's going on at Humane Society. And Leah's here this morning. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. What's happening in y'all's world?
Well, we are gearing up. Well, right now, we want to just apologize to everybody. If you come to the shelter, we are doing some construction projects in our dog kennel building. So it's going to look a little different. Maybe you're going to have to walk around some things and whatnot, trying to improve some airflow and drainage for the dogs. This is in the dog kennel building. So,
It's their home. You need to improve it, right?
Exactly. So we've got that going on. And, we also have a laundry renovation going on as well. So we thank everybody who donated towards that.
Yeah, I think I remember playing it maybe at a friend's house, but I did not.
Go ahead. Yeah, you are. No, no, it was. Chelsea chimed in, but I think she was chiming in on another station.
Go ahead. So we had, we're really grateful to everybody who donated towards that as well. And we were able to more efficiently clean so much laundry. And for us, laundry obviously is dog beds, blankets, towels, etc.
Lots of dog hair involved there.
Yeah. Yes. It's kind of incredible. So we've got those two couple of projects going on right now at the facility if you come by, but we are gearing up for the spring. We have our first Sterling Subaru event of the year, which will be March 4th at Sterling Subaru, which is over there on the bypass between University and Briarcrest. They're so grateful to host an adoption event for us, and we do it four times a year with them. Mm-hmm. And the first one be this coming up really shortly here, not this weekend, but the next weekend, March 4th, and adoption's out there for all the dogs and cats we take to the event. Their adoption fee is free, and it's such a really great event, and we're really fortunate to have them sponsor.
Well, that's a true commitment on their part to do that four times in a year. That's outstanding.
Exactly. So we've got that going on, and we're looking gearing up towards the puppy and kitten season, and we do have quite a few puppies that are already planned on being at Sterling Subaru, so a little teaser there for you. But then we're really ramping up our transfer program this year and transferring to other agencies in the country, not necessarily in Texas, but there's northern states who we were talking with one agency that they have had to close taking in adoption applications because they don't have pets.
Oh, what a shame.
So we're going to help them out with that.
Balance the system a little bit.
Exactly. So a lot of these are, you know, extended trips north. So we're talking, my hometown shelter in Western New York takes dogs from us along with some of the others. And even we go to the Pacific Northwest as well as what we're looking at. So if you're interested, we're looking for maybe semi-retired husband-wife teams that want to take a road trip with dogs. You know, some of them, we've had a mother-daughter team as well go up and take dogs as well. So looking for volunteers who want to do that for us. And there's obviously some time commitment in that and a little bit of training prior to that as well. And if you're not looking at actually making the trip but want to help out with those in general, we are looking at prep teams, because obviously there's some effort that goes into making sure those dogs, as far as the day of, like they're going to be getting on the van at 4 p.m., but we want them to get out and have a really good time that day before they're in that long road trip. So it's kind of like preparing toddlers to go on a long road trip.
Well, and you have to give them back. You can't, you know, you can't decide that you fall in love with one of these pets on the way.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you got to give them to the shelter when you get there, right?
They do go to the shelter. And the thing is, a lot of these shelters have, they know what the dogs that they're getting. So they're they're advertising that they're getting those dogs, and they're basically pre-adopted before they're even up there. And there's people waiting to get those dogs as soon as they get there. And a lot of these dogs are dogs that have been longtime residents with us. So they're, you know, may have sat here for already 2 months, 3 months, who knows what it is. And once they get up there, they're in a new home in 24 hours.
Wow.
So it's really a great, great commitment that Carrie, our animal placement coordinator, has made, and that we are just so fortunate to be able to do and save so many more lives. Our transfer numbers and the lives saved just because of this program has just increased significantly in the very short period of time we started doing this.
Strange how this business changes, just like lots of
others,
right?
Exactly. You know, we talked about earlier how off air, how, you know, an animal with an ACL repair didn't have a chance before. And we actually have one right now that is her surgery scheduled for, I think, the first week of March.
Wow.
To have that repair done so that she's adoptable, and because there's really no reason she's not. And so we have a medical rescue fund to save those pets. So if you're interested in donating, go to our website and look that up.
Lots of ways to help. And that website is?
AggielandHumane.org.
Great. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.
You bet. It's 5 till.
This is Sandra.
Hi there.
Sandra has a few things in life she isn't sure about, like what wine to order.
There's so many, and I'm not French.
But one thing Sandra does know is that the experts at NerdWallet.com make finding the right credit cards easy.
Using your preferences, NerdWallet.com does a personalized search through over 1,700 credit cards to find the ones that match you best. By the way, where's your volume knob?
Right there. But I'd prefer if you didn't touch the...
Ah, that's better. Visit NerdWallet.com to make sure you have the credit cards that work best for you. Because nothing beats knowing.
Come on down, Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hilco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hilco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on down, Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HilcoSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Cal McNeil with the Bank and Trust. To us, your banking relationship is more than just deposits. We want to be the first place you call for your lending needs. Let your banking relationship be my priority. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Hi, I'm Ivan Olson with the Bank and Trust. Our emphasis every day is to come to work and figure out how to say yes on loans to help this community and our customers grow. We've got the best bankers in this market. Come give us a try. Bank and Trust, local bank. Local bankers.
3 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Well, I'm just telling you now, Celine Dion thinks that Beyonce's just fine, just great. Because remember, we heard about how maybe singers are not the same kind of singers. You know, they're the ones who have the big shows.
They're still
the ones
talking
who actually
about
sing.
This.
Well, it's that Celine Dion is coming out in favor of her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just saying.
Thanks, Celine.
Speaking of, just to show that Celine Dion is just like everybody else. She's launched her own handbag and accessory line.
Oh.
It is a 200-piece collection.
Wow.
Yeah, I just went, huh?
That's a lot to design.
I had to read that twice because I'm going, yeah. You're going, oh, I've only got 143 pieces for the Celine Dion collection.
So many options.
How can I do that? Yeah. Handbags, luggage, smaller accessories will be priced so that everybody can afford something from it. Okay.
I can afford the pencil pouch. Yeah.
Each piece will include a printing of a sound wave in the singer's voice. Of course it will.
Okay.
That'll be fine.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I was looking at they had the British basically Grammy Awards, like I said last night. And somehow, some way, Adele did not win Female Vocalist of the Year.
So who did?
How does that as some woman I never heard
of? Oh, okay.
In fact, I think I probably struck her name because I didn't know who.
Maybe they were mad because Adele performs more over here than over there.
Well, she was considered the international solo female.
Oh,
so
okay.
There. She gets to be that.
All right.
Okay. And then British male solo artist David Bowie.
Okay. He's not international?
Yeah. He's dead, actually. Yeah.
And well, yes.
His British album also won, too. So. There you go. But Katy Perry delivered the second chapter of her Chained to the Rhythm single last night at the Brit Awards. She promised there would be more to the story after she performed the tune at the Grammys. This time, two giant skeletons that looked like Donald Trump and Theresa May, who's the prime minister, they got into the act and eventually held hands while dozens of spinning houses took over the stage. I don't know. Apparently, one of the houses actually fell off the stage, too.
Oh, well. So all right, Katie.
Just letting you know. And Jay-Z wants to help you with his money. See, he invested in Uber. He invested in